satisfied with the results from last year, that Donegal companies in general maintained the level of employment. Now, we had a modest increase of 11 jobs, 223 new jobs were created. But as you said, it's a continuous challenge to have the companies bringing on and creating new jobs.
Are we seeing a pattern in the companies that are struggling and perhaps need to diversify more in what jobs are or what companies are invested in and in what areas?
Well, what we're seeing in the Gaeltacht is very much what we're seeing in the national trend. The Gaeltacht companies that are export-led, that are very much focusing on exporting that the products that they're manufacturing, have experienced growth in both sales and employment. And we're seeing the companies that are very much focused on the domestic market and on the local market are facing challenges and are finding things very, very difficult at the moment. Last year, we saw new jobs being created in companies such as Ergelech, which is 100% export focused. Also Randox, Euroflex and RAP on the Ghidorah Business Park. And these companies are all exporting their products.
But when you look at the many, many millions of euro that's being invested and how much it costs to run Uderus, are we getting a fair return on the investment?
Well, Uderus had a capital budget available to it last year of 6 million euros. Now, in the last few years, our budget has been reduced, and nevertheless, this has created a challenge in that the number of jobs that were approved in the previous few years have decreased in comparison to the years before this. Still, Uderus created 700 jobs in total last year throughout all the Gaeltacht areas. As I've said, 223 of those jobs were created in Gaeltacht companies. We're operating in very challenging economic times, but we have shown that we can work with our companies. They have increased their employment levels. We just had two companies that ceased trading during the year in Ghidorah Business Park. Unfortunately, that was Eastuigas Cuadhuicheó and was Medishaw. And like I said, it's challenging times out there at the moment, and we continue to work with our companies. And really, the employment level has maintained and stabilised. The company themselves and the Gaeltacht are now more competitive, they're leaner, they're more focused on exports, and therefore we're satisfied with last year's results.